This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I used to hate Mark Grandy, but now I admire him.
I hate Mark Grandy.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Just keep drinking, Dibs. Everything's going to be fine. The weekend is just about here. Everybody should go to YouTube right now.
Oh, what's going on?
Well, a few things, if you will. And we invite everybody every day to go to youtube.com/95.7 The Game. First of all, you can not just listen to the show, but you can see the show. Second of all, you can hop into the chat, which is energetic.
It's bustling.
It's a thing. It's a vibe. It's a whole experience. And so, a couple reasons. Next commercial break, which will happen, I don't know.
25 minutes.
There you go. A little bit, maybe somewhere in that neighborhood of 10 minutes after 4 o'clock. We will do a YouTube-only break. In other words, we will talk just directly to the YouTube audience and let y'all, whether it's ask questions, throw shade, whatever it is you want to do, that'll be your opportunity to do it. So get over to YouTube, and we'll talk just only to that audience coming up in a few. And then also, you should go over there so that you can look at Mark Grandy if you don't know what he looks like. Because right now the YouTube chat has decided that if there's ever a movie about Brock Purdy, Mark Grandy will be the actor who plays Brock Purdy.
I don't know if that's a compliment. It's just that I'm a kind of generic looking young white dude.
You are a boy next door looking dude. You're a boy next door looking dude. That's what you are. You know what I'm saying? So now
that's Brock Purdy. He's just so unassuming.
Yeah, like to the point where everyone's like, I'm sure I'll be fine with $35 million because he's nice. Right. I wonder if y'all saw the report yesterday.
I'll be fine with $35 million.
Yeah, I'm happy with Brock Purdy.
Did y'all see the report yesterday? Like the NFL, like the Garofolos and the Pelliceros and all the people that end with O's. They're all like, so here's kind of where it sits. The Purdy camp is like, look, if you just get it close to Dak Prescott's contract, we've got a deal. That's all. just close. Doesn't need to beat the $60 million per year and $231 million guaranteed, but essentially in that range.
I think that anywhere in that range is going to make a lot of people uncomfortable.
Yep.
Lot of people.
Not me.
It'll make me uncomfortable.
I bet. So anyway, I also think it's weird that they want you to play Purdy in the movie because you're older than Purdy.
Quite a bit older.
I think Brock Purdy should learn to shoot a free throw, and he should play Mark Grandy in the Mark Grandy movie.
Well, my guy Carlos on our YouTube chat, shout out to First NorCal Credit Union, said essentially the difference between me and Brock is that I win when I get to the mountaintop.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, I saw that one. It's like the difference between Purdy and Grandy is Grandy's a champ.
Wow,
yeah,
dude.
I saw that. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Carlos.
We should actually do that in Knockout next year. Like what Purdy does, which is while you're shooting, somebody should be chasing you and trying to tackle you.
That would make it more difficult.
Yes, somebody
sure.
who is 320 pounds and takes steroids should chase us while we're trying to shoot free throws.
Yeah.
Then see how you
do. I'll retire as a two-time champ.
There you go. College basketball tournament's underway, and you can stay up to date on all the tournament action with our bracket challenge on 957thegame.com, and be sure to tune in to KPIX Game Day Center Court after the games, 9 p.m. each night after games for highlights, and you will see some of our hosts sharing our thoughts on the tournament.
Oh, on TV.
In other words, like either making fun of other people who got wrong picks or making fun of themselves if they got wrong picks. I don't think Dibs is on the schedule this weekend.
That's good news.
I could be wrong. I actually, if I were running KPX, I'd be like, get that guy. Get me Dan Dibley.
Yeah, just be careful to whatever the TV equivalent of the dump button
is.
Yeah,
but it's after 9 o'clock, so, loosen up the reins a little bit, you know?
Whenever Guru's on, that's must-see TV.
Right. Always. So, anyway, that's after the games, 9 p.m. highlights, KPIX Game Day Center Court. Oh, Goo did it last night? How'd it go? Did you watch it? Because we were at the Warrior game.
Knowing Goo, he's going to have a copy of it, and he'll send it along.
The beautiful thing is, and I even heard Steiny do this, and I hope everybody listening, take my word, okay? If you went anywhere and bragged to anyone about being in first place in your pool after yesterday, you're a moron. What are we doing? You're going to go out there after the very first 16 games where everything is worth 1 point, and you're like, I'm in first place because I got 14 and the other guy only got 13. Like, they're right. Steiny's like, I'm in first place. I'm like, everyone's in first place. You're either in first or second.
How many did you get right?
I think yesterday out of 16 games, out of 12 or 13.
I think I got 12.
Yeah, 12 maybe. Something. Whatever. Ken, you got 10? Yeah, let's see if you can overcome this massive deficit of two picks with the billion games that still need to be played.
All that matters didn't lose any Elite Eight teams.
Exactly.
Ideally, no Sweet 16 teams either.
There's a cat named Paul Hoffman in our sales department.
Uh-oh.
He's an energetic character, and he's really good at his job.
Oh, I love Paul.
Yeah, well, so do I. Hey, Paul, you keep grinding, buddy. We can make beautiful music together. But Paul thought Kansas was going to win the whole thing.
Yeah, he's out. He's out of the running. Officially done.
Paul can go say something definitive on KPIX.
I will not win.
I am out. The rest of us, just wake up and do it again today. There's like, if you were in first place yesterday, you could easily be in last place by now. Although I hope not, because there really haven't been any like game-changing upsets yet.
Nothing crazy. We've had two 12s beat fives.
Yes. You could lose. Here's what I would say about
you. But those weren't even really upsets.
No. They were like, we're a 3-point underdog or something like that. So
I think Colorado State might have been a favorite against Memphis.
They might have been. I feel like everyone had that.
Yeah.
Ken came running down the hall earlier today. He's like, Rams! Rams! I'm like, didn't everybody have that one? No? Everybody had that one.
No.
No?
A lot of people.
Good. I had that one. Whatever. Anyway, here's how I would define your bracket update. If you lost anybody who you had in the Elite Eight, you done messed up. If you lost a team or two that you had in the Sweet 16, you're fine.
I've lost one Sweet 16
You
so
should
far.
Not have lost anybody yet who's in the Elite Eight. That
no.
means that you got a little too juicy with your picks. You started having a little bit too much fun, right? UCSD was not going to go to the Final Four. So, although they did a game little comeback against Michigan last night.
They're only like their fifth year in D1, and this is the first year they were eligible for the tournament, and they made the tournament.
Dude, they were
and they
fantastic.
Nearly beat Michigan, who won the Big Ten
yes.
tournament.
No, they and
That's
they
crazy.
Were, they were really good in the
hell of a story.
Dominant in the Big West. Dominant in
and
the
And they
Big
were down
West.
Like 20 in the first five yeah. minutes of that game.
I saw Not all quite. The like Michigan fan base is super loud. It's a loud fan
oh,
base.
Oh yeah.
So like Twitter last night. As that comeback was happening, I saw a lot of Michigan people who were just like, this is ridiculous.
What the hell is a Triton?
We're so much better than this team. We're bigger. Can you just throw the ball inside? I can't believe this. Let's fire somebody. I'm like, just relax. Relax. This is fun. This is how madness works. Other team goes on a run. See if you can hold them off.
It's
That's
easy. It's thing. Easy to say it's fun when you're not a fan
yeah.
of the team playing.
I got nobody in. I got no dog in the fight. You know who I got in the fight? Whoever I wrote down with my pen. Which I have no idea what the hell that even was.
Please tell me you picked Oregon to knock off Liberty.
I did.
7 o'clock
tonight. I did. Let's go. Did. And then I picked Steve Kerr's Arizona to knock off Oregon.
Yeah, I think most people did.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah. But anyway, all right. Back to Wiggins. 888-957-9570 is the number. We'll take your Warrior phone calls. Doc Pandya in 20 minutes. Emergency doc after the Curry injury. I know you had okay, couple things here on the Warriors swing players. If you allow us to get X and O mm-hmm. kind of nerdy basketball for a second. I know you had something you wanted to get to on Moses Moody.
I think I need to apologize to Moses Moody.
Oh.
Because I think I have enough data to suggest that I was just flat out wrong. I thought Moody had it in him to be a good 3-point shooter and to be a solid role player and to come off the bench and to maybe score and grab some rebounds and hustle and do all that. I didn't think he had it in him to be a good perimeter defender, and I think he's just absolutely proven me wrong, and for that I apologize because Moody's been awesome defensively.
Unbelievable.
Amazing.
You could argue that he had the biggest play of the game. I know Draymond got credit for hitting the three, but that win over Detroit a couple of Saturdays ago.
Oh, yeah.
Moses picking Cade Cunningham clean.
And they held Cade to like 8 points in the first half. Dude. He got going in the second, but it was Moody for the most part. Had that steal against Cade. Had the block down the stretch last night. Also poked another ball away. I forget who was the ball handler in that moment. It didn't turn into a steal, but poked the ball away. Turned into kind of a broken possession. I think back to the game in New York versus Ken's beloved Knicks. Jalen Brunson couldn't do much of anything, and it was Moses Moody as his primary defender. Moody's been amazing for like a few weeks now defensively, and I didn't think he had it in him. I didn't think he had the lateral quickness to stay in front of guys smaller than him and quicker than him. He's done a great job at that. And you look at a game like last night, Willard, and I think it tells the story
yep.
of Moses Moody.
Yep, yep.
Because he didn't make a single shot.
Scored four points.
Yeah, all from the free throw line. Didn't make a single shot. Moses Moody was 0-for-5 from the field, 0-for-3 from downtown. Yet he played 27+, nearly 28 minutes. And the reason why is because Steve Kerr knows even if he's giving him nothing offensively, he is still positively impacting the game of basketball. And I asked Draymond Green this last night, like, how would you evaluate Moses Moody's defense over the last handful of weeks? And he says, well, he's becoming elite on the perimeter. And the way that you can tell that a coaching staff is trusting a player is when they are doing nothing on one end of the floor, are they still playing a ton of minutes?
Yep.
And Moody's at the point defensively, Willard, where if he's doing nothing offensively, he will stay on the court because that's how good he's been defensively. He's been amazing. And I think it's time that I apologize. I didn't think he ever had it in him.
Well, Moses right now, I mean, yeah, the line score last night was crazy because, as you said, 4 points all from the free throw line. And then you're like, okay, well, what else did he do? Well, he had a rebound. One. 27 minutes of action, he had one rebound. But he all and two assists. He also had two steals. And he had a block. One of those steals was an absolute huge one down the stretch.
Yeah.
And so this is where we get to, I think. And I'm only going to use this because, boy, here we go. Everybody can get all going. But I use this as a comparison piece because this is the kind of thing that I think happens where the fan base can get a little bit upset at what's happening with rotations and decisions on the court because they'll look at a box score and be like, why is Moses Moody starting and getting more minutes than someone like a Jonathan Kuminga, who did get 25? He got the most minutes off the bench.
Yeah,
but,
by a decent chunk.
But still, like, why Moody and not Kuminga? Kuminga had 16 points. Moody had zero field goals. But it's what you just said. And the reason I said that Kuminga, I thought, had a little bit of an uncomfortable night last night is not because we've arrived at a spot where we now need to suddenly judge his reintegration. It's five games in. I still think they're trying to figure things out. And I'd also add, any time a lead dog has to leave the court, it's kind of like when the Niners lose Debo in the middle of a football game. It's like, well, crap, that's your game plan. That's everything you practiced, and now you've got to do a fire drill and do something different. It's very, very challenging. And so that's what I saw in the fourth quarter of the game last night with the Warriors. They were able to grind it out. But the part that is uncomfortable for me in watching Kuminga, because he had good quarters and bad quarters last night.
He was good in the second quarter.
Second quarter was phenomenal. First quarter, not so much. Second half, very meh. But the problem is not the numbers or the output. The problem is the style of play. And the bottom line is right now when I watch the ball get to Jonathan Kuminga's hands, it gets sticky. It gets sticky, and the offense stops. And Jonathan is not always very decisive. It's like, dude, if you're going to go to the hole, go to the hole. But if should we pass it? Should we drive? What do we want to do? And all it does is take those 3 seconds, and Warrior basketball has stopped. It's grinded to a halt. The ball movement is not happening anymore. And all of a sudden, those offensive possessions seem to get really loose and really unproductive really fast.
Yeah. I have thoughts, but you want to sneak in the
I sure do.
That thing?
I want to say that you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. And now coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, unless, of course, we do what we did yesterday. Had a great time, by the way, wanted to mention it again, at Splash at Thrive City, which was brought to you by Xfinity. Stream sports from the best seat in the house with Xfinity. Bring on the good stuff. It is always a great time out at Splash.
That was a lot of fun yesterday.
Yeah, really good.
No doubt.
It got loud there at the end.
Yeah,
there was that was a lively night.
We walked in there, and they were like, around 4 o'clock is when we expected to really get busy, and they were spot on.
They were right.
They were spot on. I think last night was like a great example of how Kuminga needs to go about offense for the Warriors. And I know you're focusing on maybe after Steph went out and kind of the sticky nature of the ball once it got in his hands and it kind of stopped the ball movement and it got a little stagnant. I think the first quarter and the second quarter are like all Kuminga needs to look at in terms of tape to figure out how he needs to play things. Because the first quarter was, I'm going to take a contested three. I am going to drive but not really gain an advantage and try to throw up a wild shot. And I'm going to go, I don't have it in front of me, I'm going to go maybe like 1 for 5 from the field in the first quarter, and I'm not even going to hit rim on a couple. I'm going to try to draw a foul but didn't get the call. I'm going to throw my hands up and be late getting back on defense. Like, that was, the first quarter was a disaster. It was really, really bad. The second quarter, it was more within the flow. It was getting out in transition. Ken played that highlight coming back from break. Like, last hour, it was the and one where you were saying, couldn't be Steph because he got a whistle. It was Kuminga in transition, finishing at the rim. I believe that came in the second quarter. He was so much more under control and more selective when the ball was in his hands and more willing to, all right, I don't have an advantage here. I'm going to pass it, set a screen, whatever. Second quarter was so much more smooth. And I think there's like a disconnect when we say we want someone to be aggressive. Like, because that, in my mind, aggressive is just like, every time I get the ball, I'm going to try to shoot. Like, no, that's not what it is. When you have the advantage, be aggressive. But when you don't have the advantage, like, just work within the framework of the offense. Yeah. First quarter, second quarter, like, it was two opposite ends of the spectrum for me. In the second half, you're right, wasn't great either. It was better than the first quarter,
yeah, it was
but
fine.
Nowhere near as good as the second quarter.
I mean, I say this next comment with love, but Jonathan Kuminga right now with the ball in his hands kind of looks like Kevin Durant in free agency. It's just like, dude, you're searching, and I'm not sure you know exactly what it is you want to do. So you're trying different things each time in the hopes that that might be it, but you're not really defined with what you're going for. And I don't really feel that with a lot of the other players on the Warriors. They're not as talented as he is, but when he gets the ball, it just looks like there's a thought bubble right next to him. And it's kind of like, what am I supposed to do right now? Am I, like, they need me to score. They need me to be aggressive. Am I supposed to do that? Even if it's not there, should I force it and spin and try to create something, or am I supposed to keep the ball moving? And I'm almost at this point where I'm like, I don't care which it is, just be more definitive. Be more decisive. Go do it. You know what I mean? This team, this organization does a wonderful job, as stated, of being like, be you. Remember that bite we played from Draymond to Podziemski when he came on the air on Wednesday?
Yeah.
And he's like, we do not care about your missed shots.
We do not care.
We do. This is the one thing we don't care about. What we care about is all of the other things that you do on the court. Be in the right place at the right time, make good decisions, be decisive, and go for it.
Don't let your makes or misses impact the other things.
And Jonathan is that kind of player. Like, there are going to be nights where that shot is falling, and there are going to be nights where it's not. He's not a great shooter, but he's also not like a putrid one.
No,
but it's just like
he was really shooting the three ball well before he got hurt,
right.
Like really well,
really well.
And the reason was because he was more selective, and he was taking the open corner threes, the in rhythm ones, and he wasn't just hoisting to hoist. And it was like the sometimes less is more. And if, for him at the 3-point line, that is 100% true. Like, just take the in rhythm open ones specifically in the corner. When he does anything beyond that from the outside, It's not going to end well for the most part.
Doc Pandya joins us in about 8 minutes. In about 4 minutes, we'll do the YouTube-only soiree, if you want to call it. It'll just be a few minutes.
Fancy.
But get on over to YouTube, and we'll talk directly to you, answer any questions you have, or fight you, which is probably what will happen. But let's go to Fossey in the East Bay. Hey, Fossey, thanks for calling. You're on with Mark and Mark.
Yeah, what's up, boys? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, man.
Look, enjoy the conversation about JK, but I really wanted to talk about this guy, Quentin Post.
Okay.
This kid, man, he's impressed me a lot, man. Look, he's out there balling, playing with guys who to me are absolute maniacs, and Draymond Green and Jimmy Butler. I mean, those guys, man, they're alpha males. And he's out there holding his own, man. He's knocking down shots. He went for, 6 for 9 from three-point range. He's stretching the floor for us, giving Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green some space down there. Man, this guy, man, he's only 22 years old, man. He's from, I don't know where he's from, but he's in a brand new world over here in the NBA, man, and he's doing his thing, man. So shout out to him, man. He's doing absolutely great, and good luck on everybody's brackets. I hope everybody's doing better than me.
Oh, why, Fossey? Who'd you have?
Man, I picked San Diego yesterday against Michigan.
Yeah,
hey, look, Tyler McGuy.
But that's just
shout
one.
Shout out to that guy. He's great.
Yeah, Fossey, you're okay. You lost one game. Would you have him go in the Final Four or something?
No, I didn't. But also, Colorado beat Memphis today. So, yeah, busted all the way. So, yeah, thanks for taking my calls, man. Everybody have a good weekend. Cheers, boys.
You too,
appreciate
Fossey.
Appreciate it, Fossey.
If you lose two first-round games, that's not a busted bracket. I'm not
like 99%
sure.
Of people get at least two wrong in the first round.
Like, unless you're talking about those million-dollar challenges where you're like, I didn't get a perfect bracket again. That's never going to happen ever to the ever. Like, we will die before somebody gets a perfect bracket.
Yeah.
That's
the
never
odds
gonna
of that
happen.
Happening are...
I'm surprised these websites haven't changed it now to be like, we'll give you $1 billion if you get it right. Just to get people to drive traffic, because it's never going to happen.
I'm at the point where you pick all the picks and you have a champion, and then it says, in order to qualify for the prize, you need to enter in all your information so Allstate can get it. I'm like...
I'm out.
I'm not filling this out. I'm not giving you my email and my phone number.
Dude,
Allstate.
You know what? I'd love to get some sort of a analytics math, numbers or numbers person and find out what's more likely, hitting the Mega Millions or filling out a perfect bracket.
Oh, I read something this week where it was you're more likely to win the lottery like five times in a row than have a perfect bracket.
There you go. And you are literally never going to win the lottery.
Let alone five times in a row.
Five times more likely than perfect bracket is just absurd.
Really quick, something that Fozzie said. Well, first of all, I agree about Quentin Post. The dude is an absolute madman. He is, though, older than 22. In fact, he turned 25 today.
Did he really?
So happy birthday to Quentin Post. Yeah, he's 25.
Like the oldest rookie in the history of the NBA.
That's what happens when you spend six plus years in college.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's from the Netherlands. Amsterdam, to be specific.
He can shoot a three, but the reason he started pumping up the crowd after Steph's injury was partially because of Steph's injury, but it was also because he had just had that block shot.
Oh, yeah.
Quentin Post, to me, this is an easy puzzle. I don't know if he's got it in him, but if he just becomes a passable defensive player, he can be a real difference maker in this league.
Yeah.
But right now, Quentin is he's a three-point shooter, and he's a three-point shooter. He's a real problem with a lot of matchups on defense, especially Bulldogs like Aaron Gordon. You watched it. They pulled him off the floor. They couldn't keep him out there anymore. And so I'm sure that's what they're working with him on constantly right now. If they can turn him into a passable defensive player, he's going to be a big deal in this league.
Yeah, I'm with you. Let me ask you this. Yeah. You're talking about Kuminga. And a little concern from you, I think a lot of Warrior fans, and I know we got Doc coming up next, so we can get into this a little bit later. Do you think the Curry absence might be a good thing for Kuminga? Because I think it might allow him to try to get into a little bit of a rhythm, because he's going to be needed more without Curry, even if the absence is only a couple of games.
I don't know that I can answer yet that it's a good or a bad thing. It's a pivotal thing. Because it could go either way. I don't know yet how it's going to go.
Fair.
I think it creates more shots for him. It's going to create more opportunity, but if they don't go in, or if he keeps getting slow back on defense, then you're going to start seeing a whole lot more Moses Moody than you already are. 888-957-9570. We keep taking your calls. Emergency Pandia is coming up next.
And get to YouTube.
Get to YouTube. We're going to do the darn thing. But Doc Pandia on Steph Curry is coming up next. Grandy's in for dibs on Willard and Dibs.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.